a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's pop back into Donald Trump in Michigan here quickly for this short segment. Then we'll get into the issues at the polling locations that we have here. And then we'll tackle the latest hit piece. I mean, it's just the biggest defamation maybe that you've ever seen against Donald Trump, and that's saying a lot. But before we get into that here coming up in the second hour, let's pop back into Trump's rally real quick in Michigan.
Make America great again. I'm studying my hair. It looks not so good today. It's not a good hair day, but who cares? Not a good hair day for me. Ay, ay, ay. Oh. I don't want to look. But we have breaking news. It's actually bad news. It's only good for one thing. If you happen to be running against the stupid fools that created this news, it's bad news. Bad news for the country. It was just announced a little while ago that brand new jobs report proves decisively that Kamala Harris and Crooked Joe have driven our economy off a cliff. And if she gets four more years, your family is never going to, you're never going to recover from these stupid people. Because we're being taken advantage of by every country all over the world, including our allies. And in many cases, our allies are worse than our so-called enemies, okay, on trade. Nationwide, this just came out. Listen to this. You got to study these numbers, right? Does anybody have a pencil? Please take it down. Nationwide, the economy created, this is the lowest number in years, a pitiful 12,000 jobs last month. Whoa. Hundreds of thousands of jobs less than what it should be. I never heard of 12,000 jobs. That's not even believable. And when they revise it downward in a few weeks, it will be much lower than that. They'll have to revise it downward. And just think, this is not good news for them. I mean, how would you like to have an election in 4 days and you just had the worst jobs report in the history of our country, practically? No, think of it. You're running for office. They announce, you know the best thing they have going? The fake news, because they won't even write about it. The fake news. The fake news won't even write about it. By the way, how good was Bobby Kennedy Jr.? How good was he? And he's so into health and all. He's going to take care of women's health and men's health and your children's health. I said, you could do anything. You just go ahead and enjoy yourself. But just do me one favor. Leave the liquid gold alone. Let me handle that. We're going to make a fortune. We're going to make, Bobby, please leave that alone, Bobby. Just let me handle that. Oh, we're going to make so much money. But just think, a few months ago, they fraudulently claimed, you remember this? 2 months ago, 818,000 jobs were created when, in fact, there were none. It was a fraud. There was a fraud. And people reported it to the FBI, but the FBI decided to do nothing. Are you shocked to hear that? It was a total lie, and they thought they'd be able to get away with it right through the election. But fortunately, there was a person known as a whistleblower.
Well, this is going to be the theme now because, I mean, folks, they lie against Donald Trump in ways you can't even imagine. Now they're lying about the jobs numbers. We'll show you that. I mean, this Liz Cheney quote lie. Oh, and now maybe they are finding out that the transcript they edited of Joe Biden calling us garbage might have been criminal. That was a lie. So we got that coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Yes, the big jobs, jobs, jobs report, and the prophecy came true. Jobs light, 12,000, 12,000 in non-farm payroll. That is the lightest going back to December of 2020.
Wow, COVID job numbers. COVID job numbers. Washington Post calls it the slowest pace in years. Axios even calls it the ugly jobs report. Fragile labor market. Uglier than expected. But of course, what are they doing? See, they've got the, man, they've got this game so rigged. So I'm going and looking up stories, looking at how it's reported. And they've got it all rigged. They've got it all gamed out. So if you go look for economic news today, you know what's going to pop up? I'm sure it's just a coincidence they're publishing these stories everywhere today as well. How climate change will impact your food and electric bills, the economy, and more. So as the job reports hit, and it's that bad, it's ugly, it's fragile, it's the worst since COVID. Then they put their cover stories out, which is the climate is hurting the economy. The strikes are hurting the economy. It's all the climate. It's all the strikes. So when you search economic news today, that's what shows up. The economy is being crushed by climate. Not the horrible jobs report. Not the horrible leadership of Biden-Harris. Where is Biden? Anybody seen Biden since he was molesting kids on Halloween? Or, oh, I'm sorry, biting them. I apologize to Biden. Wife running around in a panda suit. So you search for economic news today. It says climate. So that you don't see the real economic news and the jobs reports. And they'll, yeah, exactly. Trump's right. And they lie about that. Probably lost 12,000 jobs. Oh, we accidentally put a plus instead of a minus. They'll wait till after the election to correct that. They'll wait till after the election. But I'll tell you what, since lying is the theme of these crooks, see, how do you, it's like you can't even explain to somebody that's just completely brainwashed how they just lie. How the mainstream media just lies. And of course, you know, in this case, in this window of time, they just lie about Donald Trump. They lie about Donald Trump's policies. And then people believe it. But notice how they never lie for Donald Trump. They never lie for his policies. It's always against. And it's blatant. I mean, this might be the worst we've ever seen. And that's saying a lot. And it's not as maybe criminal or destructive to the nation like the Russian collusion lie was. But this is like just pure, they know they're lying and they do not care. That's the phase we've reached. And that's all they have at this point. They know they're lying and they do not care. Even if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, like we'll show you Kamala Harris responding to the Liz Cheney quote. We'll show you the Arizona Attorney General responding to the Liz Cheney quote. They maybe don't even know. So it's benefit of the doubt is they never even heard the clip. They've never even seen the clip. They're just going along for the ride. Obviously, worst case scenario, probably the realistic. They have heard the clip. They do know the real quote. They don't care. They're lying. So you just have to make your reasonable deductions here. Why would they lie like this? Why are they so corrupt? Why? And how could you want anything to do with these people, their beliefs, their politics? Why would you let them control your thought, your vote, when they just blatantly lie? So let's do this. Should we play the Trump clip first? Let's play the full Trump clip with Tucker Carlson first. And the wording on this is all kind of screwy, guys. So, okay, yeah, let's go ahead. This is the actual Carlson-Trump interview, full Liz Cheney clip, not edited out of context like they do. And so here it is, clip 9.
Is it weird for you to see Liz Cheney, that'd be Dick Cheney's repulsive little daughter, running against you with Kamala Harris?
Well, I think it hurts Kamala a lot, actually. Look, she's a deranged person. But the reason she couldn't stand me is that she always wanted to go to war with people. I don't want to go to war. She wanted to go. She wanted to stay in Syria. I took him out. She wanted to stay in Iraq. I took him out. I mean, if it were up to her, we'd be in 50 different countries. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I used to have, I'd have meetings with a lot of people, and she always wanted to go to war with people.
So, if Donald Trump would have said that exact quote in, say, 2004, 2006, probably up till about 2012 even, that would have been leftist, liberal, progressive, Democrat speak right there. That would have been mainstream Democrat Party rhetoric just 15 years ago. Mainstream. Your average liberal Democrat would have said something very similar or did say something very similar to that. Along the lines of, hey, these Republicans, they all love war so much. Why don't they go to war? Why don't they go into a war zone? Why don't we send their sons and daughters to die? Specifically with the last name Cheney. And I've got the receipts to prove it. So that's the context. Trump is saying, these politicians, Liz Cheney, loves to go to war. Let's see how she would like going to war, having 9 enemies' barrels pointing at her. That's clearly what he's saying. He's not saying execute her. He's not saying hit squad. Obviously, they know that. Obviously, they know the context. And I wonder if they're actually afraid if a liberal heard that for full quote. Maybe they might vote for Trump because they probably said or believed the same thing just 15 years ago when Cheney was the vice president. I mean, should I go through the dozens of articles from years ago that I had pulled up here? As if we don't remember that. As if we don't remember it was that type of feeling and belief that got Obama elected. Why did Barack Obama beat Hillary Clinton? Did he have the big machine in his favor? Not really. No. Obama was able to beat Hillary Clinton because he was very anti-Bush, specifically anti-Bush wars, very anti-Bush-Cheney wars. That's how he beat Hillary Clinton. This was mainstream liberalism that got Barack Obama elected. If Donald Trump would have said that in the 2000s, that is mainstream liberal Democrat speak. That is standard Democrat rhetoric. Now, this is all over their news. Trump calls for Cheney's execution, top of Drudge. I mean, Drudge has never been worse. This is, it's sad that, but hey, whatever. Drudge can sell it to leftists and hope he's enjoying his life. It's fine. I mean, Washington Post. Trump suggests Cheney should have guns on her face. I mean, just look at all these headlines. Trump attacks Liz Cheney using violent war imagery. Trump on Liz Cheney. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her. Trump says war hawk Liz Cheney should be fired upon in escalation of violent rhetoric against his opponents. CNN. Trump using violent language attacks war hawk Liz Cheney. Well, I thought the Democrats were against the Cheneys in all their wars. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with these headlines. It's all over. They send you the push notifications. And they take it totally out of context. And it's exactly what a Democrat would have said during the Bush years. 100%. I've got all the receipts right here. 2011, Atlantic. Remembering why Americans loathe Dick Cheney. PBS. The dark side of Dick Cheney, Politico. Dick Cheney, I'd do it again in a minute. Cheney unapologetically defends the CIA's use of interrogation, torture, waterboarding. Vice President endorses torture. Cheney, Halliburton, the spoils of war. Cheney worked to expand government authority, secrecy. Dick Cheney fears prosecution for war crimes. 2011, war crimes. Dick Cheney's America is an ugly place. I can go on for days, ladies and gentlemen. Everything Trump just said there was standard Democrat rhetoric about Dick Cheney when Bush was president and even in some of the Obama years. See what they do? Trump says build a wall. He's racist. Kamala says build a wall. She's for border security. Now here's the worse. Here's the even worse part. And that's the media response and then the Democrat Party's response. I mean, this is just, these people are such scum, man. Let's go to CNN. Covering this, clip 8.
I don't think you even need to call it fired upon. He's saying quite explicitly and unambiguously that Liz Cheney should be shot, should be executed by firing squad.
Didn't say it.
4 days out from Election Day, and former President Donald Trump is escalating his violent rhetoric, suggesting one of his most prominent critics, the former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, should be fired upon.
Your reaction to what Donald Trump said about Liz Cheney?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it was completely inappropriate, dangerous, and unbecoming of a leader. Mr. Trump was literally going after someone who doesn't agree with him. So it shouldn't be a surprise when people come on TV and feel the need to agree with him.
When he says nine barrels shooting at her, that obviously evokes images of a firing squad. It evokes images of an execution.
Let's execute a political opponent who happens to be a woman. Because I don't like her. And, like, does that pull more low-propensity voters in his coalition to the polls? I honestly don't think so.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter. But his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb.
All right, so you just heard it from CNN there, and then there's the Trump clip just to show you the true context. Now, again, one of two things is true. Either they never even heard the clip or the context, and so they're just all going along for the ride here with the propaganda, or they did hear it and they do know the context, and they're just consciously lying and propagandizing you. You know, neither one is good. You could argue which one is worse, but those are only two options here. And the funny thing is, you know, I don't know if Trump would have said something similar, but, you know, Trump was anti-Bush wars too. Trump is on record, multiple TV interviews, magazine interviews. He was anti-Bush wars too. But now you liberals, oh, you love them now. You love those wars now, don't you? Anything Trump's against, you love it now. Hey, Trump likes breathing clean air. I hate clean air. Trump likes clean water. Clean water disgusts me. God forbid Trump come out and be positive for, like, trans sex or something. I mean, God. Oh, my gosh. All right, but this is the worst part. Here's Kamala Harris. Did she see the clip? Is Kamala Harris knowingly lying or just hopping on the bandwagon of uninformed propagandists? Clip 13.
And then, even worse, he has increased his violent rhetoric, Donald Trump has, about political opponents, and in great detail, suggested rifles should be trained on former Representative Liz Cheney.
She sounds bad, folks. And by the way, it's even worse. We'll show you another clip coming up. Here's the Arizona Attorney General on CBS saying they're looking at charges for Trump. Clip 7.
And Bram Resnick, the political anchor and reporter from our NBC affiliate in Phoenix, KPNX, joins us. Talk about this breaking news regarding Donald Trump's comments that he made about Liz Cheney in Arizona last night. The Attorney General is responding.
That's right. I just spoke to Attorney General Chris Mays about 2 hours ago for the taping of my Sunday show. She told me she just gotten off the phone with her criminal division chief, and she was investigating whether what Donald Trump said about Liz Cheney constituted a death threat under Arizona law. I'll tell you, under Arizona law, it is illegal to make threats or intimidate someone. Can be charged as a Class 1 misdemeanor, Class 6 felony. Chris Mays told me they're looking into it. I asked her whether this was just political speech, free speech. She said, we're checking to see if it crossed that line. But she also put it in the larger perspective. If you're here right now, you begin to understand how this place is ready for a high security event on Tuesday, an election. Our sheriff's office is talking about a no tolerance policy for protests. Chris Mays is activating all her agents. Every law enforcement wow. agency in the state is involved with protecting the vote, protecting voters. So that's Chris Mays
sounds
brought
like they're
that
steal
into
Arizona
the conversation that for Donald Trump to make these kinds of remarks at this time, such a really fraught and tense moment here in Maricopa County, is just bad.
So it sounds like they're getting ready to steal Arizona, and they know no one's going to believe that Arizona went for Harris. That's what also that sounds like. Did you catch that? There's tensity in Arizona, folks. Arizona is red. And it's really not like Georgia, where you could almost believe that Atlanta could overwhelm the rest of the state and make it blue. It's like, yeah, maybe you could believe that. Phoenix ain't like that. Phoenix ain't some hardcore Democrat city. It's really kind of a mixed bag. A lot of people in Phoenix actually like Trump. So, I mean, the tensity in Arizona, folks, is high, especially in Maricopa County from the last two elections. Banning all protests sounds like they know what's about to happen in Arizona. It's going to go blue, and nobody's going to believe it. Nobody. Wow. Now, I'm telling you, something's wrong with Kamala. And my guess is she's just out of gas. It's like the tank is sputtering. It's just barely chugging along. It's about to have to pull over to the side of the road and get maintenance. She's shot. This was her at a rally last night. Not only can you tell that she's shot off of her voice, the teleprompter goes out and the lights go out. This is getting real bad, ladies and gentlemen. for Kamala Harris in clip 14.
You want to continue?
Yes.
We got a misfire. All right, well, that's a deep tease for you right there. We have a technical misfire, so you'll have to wait and listen to Kamala just falling apart. Here we go. How about a Kamala Harris advisor then lying about Trump's statement instead? Clip 16.
And now he's going after Liz Cheney with this dangerous, violent rhetoric. I mean, think about the contrast between these two candidates. You have Donald Trump, who's talking about sending a prominent Republican to the firing squad, and you have Vice President Harris talking about sending one to her cabinet. This is the difference in this race. You have one candidate who's extending an arm and saying...
A firing squad was never said, so it's just another lie. But you know what's funny about that? Yeah, Harris did say... At a recent campaign, she's going to bring in people to her cabinet. She's going to open her arms to the opposition. What an absolute lie. But let's just pretend it's true. Okay, if you take everything that they say at face value, then what does that mean? Kamala Harris is going to put Nazis on her cabinet? Whoa. Kamala Harris commits to putting Nazis in her cabinet. Kamala Harris commits to putting racists in her cabinet. Kamala Harris commits to putting misogynists in her cabinet. That's their words. That's their description. So if you take all their things at face value, that's Kamala Harris saying she wants Nazis to work with her. Wow. Wow, that sounds bad, but this sounds even worse. Again, here she is. You can tell she's shot. You can tell she's done. The video of her on Marine One, she can't even keep her eyes open. Her voice sounds like crap, sputtering out. And teleprompter goes out, lights go out. Here it is.
You know what? Let me say something about this. We're here because we're fighting for a democracy. Fighting for a democracy.
Not a democracy.
Understand the difference.
Teleprompter's
here.
Out.
What we are looking at is a difference in this election. Let's move forward and see where we are. Because on the issue, for example, of freedom of choice. That's okay.
Yeah, it's not, actually. It's not okay. By the way, I want to do something when we get back to the other side and we start playing these videos with the issues at these early voting stations, and then we'll open up the phone lines for the human intelligence on the ground, what you're hearing. But I want to do something on their side, too. You know, again, democracy, democracy, democracy. Is the word democracy even in the U.S. Constitution? We're fighting for a democracy! A democracy! Yeah. Yeah, they want to vote away your rights. They want to vote away your freedoms. They want to vote away your country. Vote away your sovereignty. Vote away your wealth. Vote away your future. Vote away your children. They love democracy, don't they? They just love it.
They're coming after everybody. They're coming after Trump. They're coming after Kennedy. We need your support. And you don't even come here and do this.
Alex, first of all, I want to thank you. Give to Alex Jones. I don't want this guy to have to be like wearing a symbol and we're all going to say, you know, the truth teller formerly known as Alex Jones. Let's not let that happen.
But, oh, they're trying to make an example out of me. I'm not that important, but I've become a rallying point. I've become like a Roman standard they want to capture. Explain that.
Look, I mean, if we don't have the freedom of speech, if you don't have the First Amendment, if, you know, media, which is, look, it never said only newspapers or the media. It was anyone that wants to challenge government, anyone that's willing to, you know, put the feet to the fire of corporate interests of your government, that is supposed to be free.
Electronic soapbox.
In the end, if you lose, Alex, we all lose. We will all lose the ability to do tough stories, to take risks, to plant flags where we think there's an issue. Sometime we'll get it wrong. I said before, you do a daily show. It's impossible to nail that to the wall. I do a weekly show. I spend more time vetting it. They're two different animals. They can't be compared to each
other. They also take stuff out of context and exaggerate.
Absolutely, that's true. You know, one of the things that makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did. And to imagine you sitting here in this moment, we are in that impactful moment. And in many ways, not enough people are listening to you. And I want to say that, you know, I think the vaccine, and we've talked about this before, that was the tip of the spear of the final death blow, which was, if we can inject you and own your bodies and own the bodies of your children and pass laws that say that, you know, because of vaccinations, we've decided that we own your children. We make your decision.
That's a revolutionary takeover.
It was a revolutionary takeover. And so people like me got alarmed by that. And we joined forces with people like you that have been really talking about it for a long time. But I would say that we are at the very last stage. I was just speaking publicly, and this woman said, if things don't happen that fast, Dale, you're being really dramatic. I don't think this election matters that much. I was like, that's because you're looking at this over the last year, maybe 2 years. There's people like Bobby that's been fighting the corporate establishment for 40 years as a lawyer, that watched his father when he was 13 years old be killed for exactly this battle.
And his
exactly
uncle.
This fight, and his uncle when he was 10 years old. So depending on what window you look at this, we're really at the end stage of a takeover and destruction of the one thing that stands in the way of globalist thinking, which is the Constitution of the United States of America.
They're doing all these lawsuits trying to take my name. People say they can't do that. Well, I got to defend those. We're going to win. We're already winning. The judge shut them down last week. That took high-powered lawyers and that, you know, 50 grand right there to have those briefs ready, okay? This is total war. We make it easy. Great supplements, great t-shirts, great everything. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP member. You get $40 free a month. For $30, you make $10 on that. It reminds you to go back to the store. Incredible supplements, the ultimate sea moss, superfood. It's all there at the Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. My dad's great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. That's how we're funding this operation. Separate from InfoWars, you go there, you get t-shirts, you get ball caps, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, you're a walking billboard for freedom, it's a great adventure, and you know you're funding our operation. We need funds, and I'll go on the offense and just hope the money comes in, but we're going on the offense. We caught them, we got the documents, I told you I'll sue the CIA and FBI. Get ready, first steps start this week, and the enemy already knows, so but I need money to do it. And look, I don't even think about my life or any of that. That doesn't matter. I'm on this mission, I love it, this is great. But I need funds to fight a war. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance. It's all there, and it's great products at great prices, highest quality, and it funds the fight against the New World Order that's coming down on us with both damn feet. But at least we're in the fight, and we're starting to win.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know what? Let me say something about this. We're here because we're fighting for a democracy.
Democracy. They keep talking about democracy. But, you know, it's funny. We searched the United States Constitution, and the word democracy is in it exactly zero times. Nope. Didn't find democracy in the U.S. Constitution one time. You know what is in the U.S. Constitution? Republic. In fact, do you want to know the exact quote where republic is in the U.S. Constitution? It's actually pretty interesting when you see it for yourself, when you read it for yourself. In Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. Isn't that interesting? A republican form of government. Guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, but democracy not mentioned once. Ooh. But let me explain the political science at play here. And really, this is what it comes down to. And this is what it should represent. And I think in practical purposes, it does. Democrat Party versus Republican Party. What does it really mean? The Democrat Party, the Democrats, want to have a democracy system where they can vote in whatever they want. They can vote in whatever policy. They can vote away your rights. That's what they want. They want everything to be determined by voting. Why? Because, obviously, as we've seen, they can manipulate, they can deceive, they can propagandize, or they can even rig a vote. That's why they love a democracy. It's how they get power. It's how they take power from you and give it to themselves. It's how they destroy the idea of independence and self-government and put themselves in charge. That's why they love a democracy. No, democracy is not in our Constitution. Republic is. So the Republican Party represents the idea that no, there are certain unalienable rights given to us by the law of the land, by God, in the Bill of Rights, in the Constitution. That's the supreme law of the land. And then we have representatives that are decided based on a democratic process. But no, you have unalienable rights, and we have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights. That is the law of the land. You cannot vote it away. You cannot vote away our self-government. You cannot vote away our sovereignty. You cannot vote away our country, vote away our future. That's what the Democrats represent. That's why they love democracy. But it's not mentioned in the Constitution. Republican is. Do with that information what you please. Now, we're going to come back and show you all of these videos now, the latest issues we're seeing with on-the-ground early voting. But first, here's the latest from Alex Jones.
We are announcing Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, this is not just electrolytes, okay? This is really a superfood, similar to Vitamin Mineral Fusion, but with a whole bunch more electrolytes and other things in there. It would take me a long time to go through the ingredients, three pages of them here, and what they do. But it's got super high-quality vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got pantheogenic acid, vitamin B5, so key, calcium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, chloride, sodium, and more. Potassium, the list goes on and on. And it's all the highest quality sources of it on top of that. And then it funds my broadcast and the crew and all of us continuing on. So we need your support if InfoWars shuts down November 13th to continue on. Regardless, it's going to help us up our game if InfoWars survives. So please go check out this amazing supplement, the highest quality you're going to find, with big discounts and other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. We sought out the very best, highest quality, rehydrating product for pre-workout, post-workout, you name it. And we found a top company with top reviews that would let us private label it. And it's beyond just hydration. It's beyond just getting your electrolytes. It's a superfood. It's a pre-workout. It's a post-workout. You've got to go read all the ingredients that are in this bad boy. And then look at the insane low prices, between 30 and 50% off, depending on how many canisters you get of Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, again, go look at the ingredients for yourself and the quality of the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients. This baby is next level. This is beyond anything out there at anywhere near this low price. As you know, I always seek to bring you the very best supplements possible so you get a great response, great effects, and you want to come back and get them again. Like a restaurant wants to have tasty, good, delicious food. So there's a line out the door. Well, I've got to admit some false advertising, and next time we're reproduce this, or my sponsors do, we're going to probably have to change the name. And why is that? Well, it's simple. This is called Ultimate Hydroforce Electrolyte Drink Mix. But it's really a superfood post-workout, pre-workout. That's why it's Ultimate Hydroforce and more, I guess you say. Hydration, energy, vitamins, minerals, health, immune system. Get your Hydroforce exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com.
All right, we just got an interesting tidbit here. The crew found this when we were looking up Trump Michigan election news earlier. They found a very interesting story. It was actually just published today, which makes it even more interesting. We'll come back and show you this, but I've been teasing these videos for a minute now, so let's just go ahead and get into them. Here's another in-person line, in-person voting in Levittown, Pennsylvania. It's a complete disaster. People are waiting in line. Then it became such a disaster. I guess they had some sort of other issues. Crank the audio here for me, too. Yeah, okay. And then, and by the way, these are all Trump. This is major Trump country here. And then it was such an overhaul. I guess then they had a technical issue, and they were told that they can't even vote and to turn in their ballots, and the election workers would submit them later. How about that? How would you feel about that? Oh, here's your vote. Oh, I'll hand it to an election worker. We'll file it later. In a state where they have 10-1 Democrat poll watchers. Yeah, guys, start this one over. This is the guy explaining it. Oh, you don't get to vote today. We'll vote for you, basically.
The answer is no. So that they
I'll be happy. Give me your receipt. Take your name
on it. Yeah, take a picture of it. You can take a picture. Okay. My name is Michael Bannon. Let's not do that. So my name is Michael Bannon. You can fill this out. We'll do the best we can. I have no problem. I've tried my best. You can fill this out.
On the top of your ballot, put if you want it mailed to your house or if you want to pick it up Thursday. You can, if you elect Thursday, you can come here Thursday and pick up your ballot.
No, I'm a volunteer, but I will be happy to do so. Give it. I'll do it.
And then you'll pick up your ballot.
Thank you. That he handed it in to me. Yes, I'll do that.
Would it be a line like that?
No.
Hand your vote into the poll workers. 10-1 Democrat in Pennsylvania. Oh, hand it over now. Well, sure, we'll turn it in for you. We'll vote for you in a red county. Mm-hmm. The latest from James Blair. 5+ hour waits to vote early in Bucks County today. Bucks County elections officials did the bare minimum to comply with court's order to provide voting access through 5 p.m. They staffed some offices with just one or two people, ensuring long lines, voter suppression, stay in line. Man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pennsylvania. Good. I hope this election doesn't come down to Pennsylvania, because that's not going to be a good conclusion, folks. Not going to be a good conclusion. Then you've got these continued videos. You guys can go ahead and put 5 and 6 on the screen. And this is, you know, you see these every day. They try to push Trump on the voting machine, and they try to push Trump. This is in, in Virginia it's happening, too. They try to push Trump in the machine, and it flips it to Harris. Now, this one is hilarious. It's not Harris is not even next to Trump. It's two down. It's two down. So it'd be one thing if you hit Trump, and maybe it's just a little off. It's just, you know, just a little off the calibration. This is two down, and it switched to Harris. Not right under Trump. Two down, and it goes to Harris. Look at that. You gotta monitor it. That was Virginia. Go ahead, audio.
Do you want to continue?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're going to back up, and then when you put it in...
Just like this?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait and see if it tells you if it's...
Okay.
It lets you know that you voted the way you wanted to. Can you see?
Yes.
Yes.
Now it has Trump misspelled.
So that's all we need, right?
And you have to do page two.
It has Trump misspelled.
There should be a way to say next or something.
Yes.
So, okay, so now you're dealing with a situation, and I've seen this multiple times, where Trump is misspelled on the ballot. Only Trump. Never seen it for Harris. Never seen any videos of the vote sweeping from Harris to Trump, only from Trump to Harris. Never seen any ballots where Harris is spelled wrong, only Trump. So you got to also look to make sure it's spelled right, because then they might just invalidate your ballot because it has a spelling error. There are shenanigans all over the place, and it's amazing. Oh, you might say, oh, yeah, things happen. It's a big election. You know, things go wrong. Well, why is it always wrong for Harris? Why is it always wrong in the favor of Democrats? Oh, I'm sure it's just a coincidence. And then you have this in Illinois. Cops get called and are apparently going to have to file a complaint because a voting location says non-citizens, it's illegal for you to vote. This is crazy. Basic sign. Basic, it's illegal for non-citizens to vote. The cops get called and say we have to file a charge, clip four.
Because an allegation is made, we have to make a report. So if you guys have ID on you?
I'm not going to have a police report filed on me for... We're not beyond the electioneering line. We didn't do anything wrong because a lady was triggered by a sign. Mm-hmm. We have to have a police report filed on us? That sounds kind of extreme.
It's a voter thing.
Right, a voter thing. So what's the law that was broken?
Harassment, voting.
There's no harassment.
I know, but we'll have to do a report for the state.
Imagine every Democrat voter that pulls up here and gets triggered by us handing out Republican stuff. There's going to be 17 police reports on us today.
Fortunately,
we're not even talking to these people. I really would rather not have my name put on a police report.
And by the way, it's not even a Republican thing. It's a basic sign that says it's illegal for non-citizens to vote.
Wrong at all. Four people.
Can we talk to my sergeant real quick?
Okay, thank you.
But yeah, you pull up to a voting location.
It seems that the other side
is all kinds of stuff for each side.
By this side.
So, no one called and complained to the election judge upstairs, so you guys are good. There's no report, nothing's going to happen.
All right, appreciate it.
Whoever saw this obviously misinterpreted whatever.
Right. No, it's just a liberal. So, it's just a liberal, deranged, lunatic Democrat.
You guys are, you're perfect.
Yep, not doing anything wrong.
Now, this is just like, it's amazing. So the cops end up doing the right thing, but they put these people through the ringer anyway. And... yeah, we can print out that story. I decided not to cover it because I think Ohio will be all right anyway, but I don't know. If you guys want to print that story out for me, we can look at that. And there's just so much going on. Yeah, bring me the Laura Trump tweet too. But it's like some nutbag leftist, by the way, the video said this woman apparently had purple hair. So, okay. Nothing wrong if you want purple hair, but, you know, there's a pattern. So... totally legal, totally lawful, a sign that doesn't even have anything political, just says it's illegal for non-citizens to vote. Liberal tries to file charges and have a police report. It's totally legal. I catch Democrats on video. Rob Dew comes up there with me. It's one of the funnier things we've ever done, but it was totally legit. We pull out the measuring tape. We literally pulled out a measuring tape, and we had multiple Democrats inside the illegal electioneering area handing out their political pamphlets and campaigning at a polling place on election day. Multiple Democrats. And I called them out right there on the spot. I was just voting and I just knew it was illegal. So I pulled out my phone, called them out. They didn't move. Poll workers are right there. They don't say a damn thing. I call up Rob Dew and I say, Rob, bring measuring tape. I've got multiple Democrats illegally campaigning here at the polling location. He pulls up. We literally right there pull out the measuring tape. They're both within it. We call the cops. Nothing happens. And they were actually breaking the law that day. And they just laugh. They just laugh. Sick of it, man. Sick of it. Speaking of breaking the law, Democrats always get away with it somehow, some way. Again, the Republican Party all of a sudden cares and wants to do stuff. Well, I guess it is election season. Yeah, there it is right there. Look, we got the measuring tape out and everything. There it is. There's the legal distance, and you'll see multiple Democrats within it campaigning. Brought out the measuring tape. Come on. So I guess that's what it is. It's election season, so now the Republicans are taking action to try to get reelected. Biden-Harris White House may have violated the law. This is the House Oversight Committee, the GOP oversight. Biden White House may have violated the law by altering President Biden's garbage remarks in the official transcript. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik and Oversight Chairman James Comer are raising concerns that the Biden-Harris White House may have violated the Presidential Records Act by revising the President Biden's remarks, in which he referred to President Trump supporters as garbage. In a letter to White House counsel Edward Siskel, the lawmakers demand that the White House retain and preserve all documents and internal communications related to President Biden's statements and the release of the inaccurate transcript. They also call on the White House to issue a corrected transcript containing the accurate wording. I'll tell you what, if they did break the law, we'd like to see some justice. It'd be nice for once. It'd be nice for once. And the liberals and the Democrats and their friends in the media all care about Epstein now, and this is going to flop totally. Jeffrey Epstein showed pictures of Donald Trump with topless young women, claims author Michael Wolff. And I can't really tell what they're trying to do with this. I mean, obviously they're trying to hurt Trump, but it's just like they don't really make any accusations that they were underage. So, and then you have to wonder, and Michael Wolff is claiming he's having lunch with Epstein in 2017, and Epstein brings these pictures of Trump to him. Epstein showed me photos of Trump with topless young women sitting on his lap, claims author. Controversial writer Michael Wolff says Epstein kept the pics in his safe, which the FBI later seized. So, oh, now they care about Epstein. Now, this is going to totally flop. And who knows, maybe there are pictures. Trump goes to some Epstein deal or some other deal where Epstein is at. They got their sex slaves walking around naked. Hey, go sit on his lap so I can get a picture for blackmail. I mean, that's how this crap works. Jeffrey Epstein. But see, notice how that's not even the story. The story isn't how Epstein has a safe full of blackmail. The story is Trump, Trump, Trump. I mean, do you think this even happened, though? I mean, why did you come out and report it now? Why didn't you report it in 2017? So, I mean, who knows? But that's their new thing, too, is, oh, you know, now it's Trump Epstein again. It doesn't. It's the boy that cried wolf at this point. I mean, I'm not even going to go into the details. It's just ridiculous. So, imagine that. The boy that cried wolf. So, this isn't going to do anything. Even though it was their big story, it was their big effort today. It was that and the Liz Cheney lie. Now, speaking of election integrity, this is very concerning, and a hat tip to the crew finding this. When they were looking up some other stuff I requested, they landed on this story from today. From today. Federal officials to monitor 86 voting jurisdictions during next week's general election. Oh, listen to some of the jurisdictions. Maricopa County, Fulton County, Clark County, so that's Phoenix, Atlanta, Las Vegas, and Philadelphia. Wow. I mean, folks, that's literally where they steal it. They're sending their federal, the Biden administration is sending their federal watchdog to the counties where the Democrats are going to steal it, folks, for oversight. I mean, it's like... It's crazy. And who is it? Well, it's Kristen Clark. Well, who is Kristen Clark? Senate confirms first black woman to lead Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. Congratulations. How is it the first black person Civil Rights Division? Well, whatever. It's Kristen Clark, and she is a Democrat from head to toe. Oh, my gosh. A Democrat loyalist. Harvard. Big fan of Obama. NAACP member. And this deal goes on and on. Investigated the COVID-19 pandemic and the racism involved, the racism against George Floyd. Worked with John Lewis. Worked in a documentary called The Fight for Democracy about Stacey Abrams, how they stole it from her. LeBron James thanked her for supporting work of his organization, More Than a Vote. LGBTQ rights advocate. And the Biden department is sending her into all of the key areas of this election. How does that make you feel? Make you feel good. Yeah. Makes you feel good. Democrats got all their poll watchers. They got all their guys running the plays here. Republicans, you're not allowed. Isn't it? I mean, it's look, I mean, I'm laughing because it's so ridiculous. It's comical, but I mean, isn't it pathetic that we have to sit here and it's a campaign slogan and it's a realization and it's from Trump and it's throughout the Republican Party. It has to be too big to rig. Like, we all know they're going to cheat. We all know we're up against a huge cheat. We all know we're up against a huge steal. That's what we've been brought to. That's where we're at. That the campaign election slogan is too big to rig because we all know they're going to try to steal it. And then we sit here and we play these games. This demographic doesn't vote enough. These people don't vote enough. This group needs to get out more. We need to register more here. We got to get out the vote here. We got to be better on this issue. We need to change our messaging here. Trump needs to do that. Trump shouldn't have said that. Too big to rig. Too big to rig. Well, I hope it's too big to rig. But that's nice. That's the country. That's the state of our democracy. We all know they're going to steal it. It's like, yeah, I know I'm going into a boxing match and my opponent is going to put razor blades in his gloves, but, well, I guess we're doing it for the right reasons, so let's go in there. Too big to rig, and they're sending their activists to steal it all over the country. Unbelievable.
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance, old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting out every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, and it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves. Because it's true, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. And I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now is the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God's Shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.